Set Your Teeth Against My Throat, written by Maro Reeves, read by Mistborn Hero. A monster wants to eat me, Potfig, featuring the relationship Shiari Hinako, rated for mature audiences, with the archive warning for graphic depictions of violence, and tagged for cannibalism. Minor violence, canon divergence, blood, and injury. There is a quiet intimacy in watching Shiari eat. Typically, she chews through closed lips, keeps her hands off the table, and has manners so strictly enforced by herself that Hinako could only assume Miko had demanded she learn it. To better pass as a human, she hears her friend's voice in her head. You gotta do this when you eat. Things were different when it was her flesh on the table. Shiari was showing the monster she truly is without even shedding her skin. Sharp teeth tearing flesh and muscle, and a quick, red tongue sliding over the blood on her lips. Her devouring of Hinako was messy as it was mesmerizing, and the human opposite her sits with an unblinking stare. There is no missing limb, only skin wrapped in bandages like an unopened present. Her body was still weeping blood, soaking into the cloth, and yet Hinako couldn't care less. Shiori might have, in order to carefully treat her so, as though Hinako was less a quick meal and more a fragile delicacy one must prepare gently. Her side aches, regardless of how much first aid is given. Do you think I'll need stitches? No. Blood drips onto the table as she chews, taking a moment to swallow before speaking again. She didn't notice, but Hinako did. With mermaid blood, you'll be fine with a bit of rest. Your body will heal itself. I see. There was no plate for Shiori to hold her fist on, but she insisted on having her at the table. The last piece of her abdomen slips between the row of teeth and goes down her throat without so much as a moment's hesitation. Do I taste nice? Shiori does, however, hesitate to answer that. It's less about taste, she replies, but more a feeling. You're warm, full of a life yet fully spent, rich and wanting. Are you saying I don't want to die deep down? No, the chair legs squeak as the mermaid, still in human skin, stands. I'm saying you are warm like the sun on a hot summer day. Delicious or not? Delicious, to soak up the sun with my damp skin above the water and to eat you. Shiori smiles at either the memory in her mind or at the still-seated Hinako. Would you have seconds? Was her final question. I'll have to. Shiori holds her smile just as some blood trickles down her chin and starts to dribble down on the floor. At a later date. There is intimacy in devouring her, scraps of flesh in her teeth, blood soaking her tongue, the metallic taste only making her salivate for more. But Shiori had to stop. It was a cut from the side of her stomach, the blood under her nails having since dried, and it was flavorful in ways Shiori couldn't describe to a human such as Hinako. So, When her human once again asks on her taste, this time asking for something more specific and not along the lines of feelings, Shiori compares it to a craving. The need to have it in your mouth, hungry and satisfied by only one thing, simply put, addictive. She only allowed herself one bite of the succulent human for that alone. She must savor her, like a good gourmet would do. Let her simmer for a long while, for the more she wanted her, the more delicious she would become. The end. This has been recorded for Boys Team Mystery Box 2025. Thank you for listening.